Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. Supreme Court has weakened federal regulators, overturning a decades-old Chevron decision in a Friday ruling. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The nation's highest court has upended a 40-year-old decision known as Chevron. It made it easier for the federal government to regulate the environment, public health, workplace safety, and consumer protections. Experts say overturning the Chevron decision in a case filed by herring fishermen in New Jersey and Rhode Island who objected to paying monitors' fees brings a far-reaching and potentially lucrative victory to business interests who've long sought to eliminate the power of government agencies. Chevron allowed federal experts to fill in the blanks if a law wasn't crystal clear, but the majority of justices agreed with the plaintiffs that should be determined by a judge. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. presidential debate Thursday night has sparked major concerns for both Joe Biden and Donald Trump. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
One of the goals for President Joe Biden was to prove critics wrong that say he's too old for a second term. The 81-year-old failed at that, says Chris Galdieri, who's a professor of political science at St. Anselm College.
Age is voters' biggest concern about him, and there was nothing last night that would make you say, oh, wow, this guy is strong as an ox.
And with no fact-checking, former President Trump had a field day.
He's running this sort of post-truth, post-fact candidacy, and efforts by anybody to push back on that have a really tough time getting any sort of traction.
Asked if he would accept the results of the November election, Trump said he would accept them if the vote was fair and legal. I'm Shelley Adler.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com,